Welcome to the first ever episode of the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is the first in a series on the words of Jesus in John chapter 14 through 17. We're beginning here with John 14, 1 through 4, and I'll be reading from the Message. Now in the chapter before this, Jesus and his disciples have been eating dinner together. Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet and then predicted his death and their betrayals of him. As we begin chapter 14, Judas has just left the group to betray Jesus to the Pharisees, and Peter is upset to learn that he will deny Jesus three times before sunup. As I read, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you, touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take that word in and ponder on it. Jesus says, "Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking." Jesus says, "Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking." As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where Jesus is using it to touch your life experience today. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There is plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you, so you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. Here, words are not necessary. Just be present with God and allow God to be present with you. If you like, you can pause the recording here for as long as you need before the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for our time with you today. May your words of truth and life seep into our inner beings and continue the good, transforming work you have begun in us. As we go about the business of our daily tasks, may we keep this experience of your presence close to our hearts and minds. Be near us, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen.